You are God of the whole earth, for there is no part of the earth that is not yours. You are a witness to your people, O God, a witness of your love, of your grace, power, and holiness. You are a sure foundation. During difficult times when we are weak, O Lord, you are our rock. You are the great physician. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? O Lord, you are our healer, and we thank you for restoring our bodies when we are tired, for giving us the assurance that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. We thank and praise you for this day that you have made. We thank you for what this new day holds for us. It may look like any other day, O God, but it's a day that we have never seen before, nor do we know what it holds. But, Father God, we praise you because you saw this day before the foundation of the world. So we trust you and commit this day to you. For you said to commit to the Lord whatever we do, and our plans will succeed. So, Father God, we commit this day and all of our plans to you. Father, please forgive us for our sins and help us to be an image of you in our thoughts, in our words, and in our actions. Father God, we thank and praise you for the Diaz de Leon family. Please continue to order their footsteps. Lord, let them feel the presence of your Holy Spirit. Let them not grow weary in well-doing, for you told us that in due season we will reap a harvest if we do not faint. Father God, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and how you are moving in the lives of Dr. P.K. and Minister Elijah Roberts. We praise you for her faithfulness to this master's call. We praise you, O God, for Dr. Vanessa, for Dr. Joycelyn Henderson, and for the speakers who have faithfully brought a rhema word to us each and every day. Father God, continue to bless them with fresh manna from heaven, downloading them with the word needed in due season. Strengthen them, O God, for every good work. Father God, I praise you for my prayer team partners and for every person, O God, who has chosen to begin their day with us on the Master's Call. Minister to every person, O God, in the area where they need it most. Bring comfort to those who need comfort, O God. Bring healing to those who need healing. Deliverance to those who need deliverance. Peace to those who need peace. Joy and love, O Father God, to those who need joy and love. Father, we praise you for our speakers this morning, Dr. Henderson and his wife, Dr. Joycelyn Henderson, who will present them to us. May the Lord increase them more and more, them and their children. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the rich word that he has brought to us in the past and that he will bring to us this morning. I pray that the word we receive will empower us to serve you better and to be a blessing to somebody else. Father God, you told us that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but the violent must take it by force. By your spirit, we dismantle any evil powers that may be at work to disrupt this call. We command the airways to line up with your word so that the word goes forth with clarity, void of any interruptions or malfunctions. We bind any ploy set to exalt itself against the word of God. We plead the blood of Jesus over this call and dispatch your angels to dismantle and destroy any satanic strongholds and send back to the pit of hell all satanic squatters that might want to disrupt this call this morning. In the name of Jesus, we loose your yoke-destroying, burden-lifting power over this call, and we seal this call, O God, with your precious blood. And you told us, Father God, to let everything that have breath praise the Lord over the airwaves this morning, O God. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Minister Willa, for commanding the morning and strategically setting the atmosphere so that the word of God can go forth. We so appreciate it, Steve, the God in you. Well, we have just a few announcements before we bring forth the woman of God to introduce our speaker this morning. We want to remind everyone that we have these messages recorded each and every morning and encourage you to visit our website where you can click on the different links and listen to the messages at your leisure. When we began this call back since October to this present time now, there is a rich arsenal, a healthy archive of messages that will encourage your heart and feed your spirit. So please visit our website at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. The Masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. And there you will find a list of all of our messages. One of the mandates that is truly on this call is to pray, to stand in the gap and make up the hedge and bombard heaven with the word of God as we petition over your prayers, your prayer requests. So we encourage you to send your prayer requests. Artist family, we are here for you. And even those who are not a part of Artist, that were invited to be a part of this call, we know the prayers of the righteous avail as much. So please email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We also love to hear praise reports, any comments, or just to contact us. Please go there to our email address and let us hear from you. Artist family, this is the thread that brought us together because this is a God-anointed and appointed company. We encourage you to visit your back office and avail yourself to the many events and promotions going on. We still have our $2 million loyalty pool and exciting campaign going on. The Artist Circle of Champions, a luxury trip to Miami in September so that you can do what's necessary to do to qualify now. We have an upcoming ATC training in the Los Angeles area this weekend. We all want to cover that in prayer. Whenever these training courses are going on, we want to bombard heaven and pray for the hosts who are hosting it in that area, for the people to come out, for just a spirit of unity and excitement as others are drawn by the Holy Spirit to Artists International to get a good view of what God is doing in us and through us. So keep that upcoming ATC training in prayer for this weekend. I want to now ask Dr. Joycelyn, who has been standing in and stand for Dr. PK and has just been doing an awesome job, that she would come now and present our mouthpiece from heaven for this morning. Dr. Joycelyn?
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me clearly?
Loud and clear.
Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord this morning. I honor the Lord for the absolute privilege it is to be on this call with our artist family this morning. I honor the Lord for Dr. PK and Minister Elijah David Roberts as well this morning. We give God praise for the entire artist team. I want to just take just a moment to introduce to some of you and just bring back to this Tuesday morning call for some of you have heard this man of God bringing the word of God. He is a minister of the gospel that will bring the word this morning, and it is my privilege to stand side by side with him in ministry. He is the one that I truly love and adore. He still makes my jiggle in my jello, and I just bless the Lord for him that he is this morning. Also, he is the lemon in my lemonade. I have to set the stage for him so that he can go on and preach right this morning. And I just honor the Lord for him being the senior pastor of Berean Family Worship Center for 25 years. He is, first of all, my husband. He is the father of our children, a man of honor and integrity. And I bless the Lord for the integrity that he walks in and the honor and truth that he lives in godly character. For some of you, it will be an introduction, but for many of you, we just want to bring back as the mouthpiece this morning, Dr. Walter Henderson III. Pastor, are you on the line this morning?
I sure am. Good morning.
I bless the Lord for you today. God
Thank
bless you,
sweetheart.
Sir.
Good morning to you, sweetheart. Good morning to Dr. Roberts as well as Dr. Vanessa as well. We honor the Lord for you and for the vision of this house, and we're honored once again to be here. Praise God. Last time we were teaching in the airport, and that was interesting to say the least, but praise God, glad to be home. And so I want to begin a new series this morning entitled You Are What You Think. You are what you think, not what someone else think, but what you think. And using the scripture, Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. The rest of the verse, they eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. I want to use that as our series text, but this morning I want to talk to you about you are a house of thoughts. You are a house of thoughts. And Proverbs 4:23, very interesting, today's English version translation says it like this: be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Let me say it again. Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. That is the today's English version, translation. A person's soul is the compass of their destiny, producing inwardly character and outwardly the circumstances of life. A man is what he thinks. Our actions are the blossoms and fruits of our thoughts. Thought is the fountain of life. If we make the fountain pure, then life, actions, and manifestations will be pure. We either use thoughts as a tool to build joy, peace, and prosperity, or we use thoughts to build sadness, anxiety, and poverty. The mind is the soil in which mankind plants the seeds of thoughts. In this way, man is the master of choice and therefore his future. We cannot hope to have great accomplishments and great ends without right thoughts. Man's mind is similar to a garden in which he either cultivates or he allows to grow wild. Either way, the garden will bring forth whatever has been planted in abundance. Matthew 12:35 says, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. I thank God. God has not left our future. God has not left our life. God has not left what I'm to be in the hands of someone else. But the Bible said that either way, whether the man is good or bad, whether the woman is good or bad, they bring forth out of their life, out of the abundance of your heart, your life comes. Your future is in your heart today. And it all begins with your thoughts. Man's thoughts and the structure of the brain works together in the shaping of character, circumstances, and destiny. Thoughts and character are one. Let me say that again. Thoughts, your thoughts, and your character are one. Godlike character is the natural result of continued effort in thinking God's thoughts. Let me say it again. Godlike character is the natural result of continued effort in thinking God's thought. Thoughts lead to character. Our environment, our circumstances, reveals the character. In other words, when you're going through pressure, whatever you're going through now, God uses that to reveal to you, because he already knows what your character is. Anybody can smile when it's going good. Anybody can be nice when other folks are being nice. But when you are put in a squeeze, what comes out of you? When you don't have time, your brain can't check it, and it just comes out of your mouth. What comes out? So your environment and my environment, our circumstance reveals the character, which in turn reveals the thoughts of the individual, because from the abundance of your heart, your words come out of there. We imagine that thought can be kept secret. Things that you've been thinking can be kept secret, but it cannot. It is revealed in habit, and habit produces character. Clean thoughts will produce clean habits. Fear and faith work alike. They are energized by thoughts. Faith thoughts are the substance of things desired and will attract those things desired. Fear thoughts are the substance of things not desired, and will attract those things not desired. Men don't attract what they want, but they attract what they are. Proverbs again 23:7 in part said, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Every living thing on earth reproduces after is kind. If you have time, go back to Genesis chapter 1, and you will begin to see that God set that law in order. Everything will reproduce after its kind. Be careful how you treat people. Be careful how you talk about people. Be careful about how you are with people, because you're going to reproduce after your kind. Be careful, because you put yourself in a leadership position, and yet when you reproduce your kind, you look at it, you don't like what you see. Be very careful. You might be looking in the mirror. Prayers must harmonize with our thoughts. We must pray what we have been thinking. Otherwise, our words are not in one accord with our thinking. This is called double-mindedness. Very important. Now, let me just touch that a little bit more. Our actions must be in line with our thinking and our praying. Otherwise, our body is not in one accord with our soul. It's important that you understand that your thoughts must be kept in a certain mechanism. And as you begin to think those thoughts, they create roots into your heart, and they will begin to govern your action. And as you are praying from the abundance of the heart, whatever you've been thinking on, whatever you have, fill your heart with, then that should be your prayer. And then that will also govern your actions, so that you are in something called congruence. That means that your spirit, your soul, and your body are all one. Many times the reason we can't get answered prayer, because we are not one in ourselves. What things soever you desire, Mark 11:24 tells us, and desire there means crave, or whatever you strongly want. He said, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe. Believe that you receive those things that you haven't been thinking so much about, that they are created, that they have created unsatisfied cravings in you, and you shall have them. Don't allow disagreement with your spirit, soul, and your body. Our emotions reveal our thoughts. An angry face comes from angry thoughts. Happy faces come from happy thoughts. Sad faces come from sad thoughts. Thoughts of peace will produce a peaceful outlook. Remember, we don't attract what we want. We attract what we are. Galatians 6 and 7 said, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Thoughts are the beginning of a future. Thoughts are the seeds of a future. The Bible tells us that we need to guard our hearts. That is, we need to stand as an armed guard and watch what we allow to go in our spirit. Guard your thoughts, because your thoughts are the seeds of a future. And so the Bible tells us that we are to cast down imagination. Imagination comes from the word images. Any image come in your mind that is contrary to the word of God, immediately you are to cast that thought down. You are not to give it a nanosecond, because you recognize the power of that thought. That thought will lead to some very powerful things in your life. And so the Bible tells us to guard your heart, because from the abundance of the heart, your life is coming out of you. Your future is coming out of you. You are so designed in your mind so that your thoughts, when it is in congruence with your words and your action, the mind is designed to produce what you've been thinking on. That's why the Word of God tells us that when we look into the mirror of the Word and continue to do it, we are transformed into the image that we are beholding. Some of you, I can go to your house, I can walk around with you, be with you just for a moment, and I can tell you what you've been beholding, because it's produced in your dress, in your character, your behavior, the way you say, the little things you say. I can tell you what you've been watching on television by watching your words. I can tell everything I need to know about you, because your thoughts will produce it on the outside of you. Everything starts with spirit. Thoughts are spirit. They are not tangible, but they produce into the natural realm. God is a spirit, and everything came out of him. Everything you can see and hold and feel came from a spirit. And that spirit started, but it manifests itself in the natural realm. Everything in the natural realm is a children or a child of the spirit realm. And so you need to understand, God wants you to understand this very carefully. When God spoke this world into being, He had the image already in his mind. The thought was there. He used his words, dipped them in his faith, and hurled them out. And when God spoke, he saw. But this started with thoughts. You, man and woman of God, you are a house of thoughts. Guard your heart. Watch your thoughts, because they are seeds of your future. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa. May the Lord bless you and keep you guys. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you what a powerful word. You are what you think, and you are a house of thoughts. I tell you, I got a preaching series out of men don't attract what they want. They attract what they are. Oh, you always feed us such rich meat. We got plenty to chew on today, Master Call family, and we thank you so much, Dr. Henderson, for always bringing us a solid, sound, strategic word each and every Tuesday morning. Well, at this time, we're going to go out to our West Coast to Miss Tiffany so that she can close us out in prayer this morning, pray over our prayer requests that we have had, and just cover and close the call out. Miss Tiffany, the floor is yours.
Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Very good. To God be the glory for all he has done. Father God, we come to you, Father God. We thank you for the message, Father God, and for the messenger this morning, Father God. I pray that our minds, our souls, our bodies, and our spirits will align ourselves with the word that you have given us this morning, oh God. I pray, Father God, that this day will be great, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you would just cleanse us of all things that are impure, that are in our minds and in our mouths, Father God. I pray, Father God, that we would speak, Father God, those things that be not as though they are, Father. I bless your name this morning, O God. I come to you right now lifting up my artist family as a whole, God. Continue to do great things in artists, Father God. Father God, continue to direct and lead our steps, Father God, to those places where we need to go. Enlarge our territory, O God. Continue to clear out those things, Father God, that you are not allowing to be around us right now, O God. Move them, Father God, and let us not look back and wonder what happened, O God. But let us seek you first, O God, in your kingdom and your righteousness, and know that everything that we need will be added unto us, O God. I come lifting up every city that has had tornadoes or earthquakes to you, O God, that you have shaken up, O God. I pray for healing and recovery in those cities, O God. Give the people strength, Father God. Give them the hope. I pray that they will see you, Father God. I pray, Father God, that they know that through you their help is on the way, oh God. I pray, Father God, for everyone that is sick and shut in, Father God, whether they be in the hospital or in their home or in their minds, Father God. I pray right now that you would heal them and comfort them right now in the name of Jesus. For all those that you have called to be home with you, oh God, our loved ones that have passed from this world, this earth, oh God, I pray that you would comfort and give those families peace to understand your will in calling their loved ones on home, O God. I pray for every pain, Father God, every tear, Father God, every hurt, Father God. I pray that you would just touch those right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Heal them, comfort them, deliver them, O God, and let your glory be revealed in their lives, O God. For you are the ultimate healer. You are the ultimate deliverer. You are our refuge and our strength in the time of trouble, O God. And we love you, O God. We thank you, Father God, for this Tuesday that you have allowed for each of us to wake up into, Father God. We won't complain, O God, because there's nothing for us to complain about. But we are grateful for everything that you have done in our lives. And we look forward because you said that the latter will be greater. So we look forward to the latter, O God. Guide us through this day, Father God. I declare that no weapon which is formed against us, O God, shall prosper, for we are more than conquerors to you, O God. And we bless your holy name this day, O God. Now unto you, who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, O God. Unto him be glory in the church, to Christ our Lord Jesus Christ, throughout all ages, without end. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Tiffany, for covering us and concluding in prayer. We praise God for you. We thank you again, Dr. Henderson, for that rich, rich word. I tell you, we're excited about this new series. Looking forward to more, Rhema, that you're going to give us. And just study on what you gave us today. You are what you think. And we'll have this message posted on the website within the hour, and look forward to the remainder of that series. Again, thank you so much, Dr. Henderson, and your lovely wife, Dr. Joycelyn. We appreciate you. And to Miss Willa, thank you for opening up the call. We want to get excited and look forward to tomorrow on Wednesday. Pastor Chuck is on the line today, and we look forward to him giving us an awesome word on tomorrow morning. We are always looking for prayer warriors who want to join our team and be part of what God is doing in our time together, because it's an honor to pray. It's a privilege to press into heaven, get the breakthroughs. Everything is birthed in prayer. Everything needs to be saturated in prayer. So we invite any of you all who would like to be prayer warriors to be a part of the call. Dr. Roberts is on the line. Dr. PK, did you want to say anything? We have about 2 minutes left before we conclude our call today. I think I muted her out. You just star six and you'll be back on. Okay, well, she's, I guess, not with us. So
just good morning. I just want to thank God for this day. Thank you, Pastor Vanessa. And I thank God that he is a timely God. He is teaching us the importance of getting his work done quickly. And I thank God for that. I thank you, Dr. Henderson, for just feeding us and showing us that it doesn't take God long to do anything. And for all of you who are on the line today, go out and have a super fantastic day and do that which God has placed in your hands to do. The call is now ended. We love you, and we appreciate all of you for today. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And our prayer warriors, will you hang on the line for our Tuesday meeting? But everyone else, go out and be that minister in the marketplace, and have a blessed day.